I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Oklahoma City, come on and raise up. Take your shirt off. You know that song? Andrew's probably too young for that.
Is it Nelly?
No, dude. say this weekend we on tour, baby. Catch us in the mid. What is that? What's the middle of the country called?
Central America?
Midwest? No. Midwest. Yeah, catch you in the
Great
Midwest.
Plains.
Great Plains, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, Springfield, Missouri. Next week, we're headed to Ottawa, Peterborough, and London, Ontario. Wrapping up the month of September, Myrtle Beach, Roanoke, Virginia, October, Greensboro, North Carolina, the return of the prodigal son to Atlanta, Georgia, baby, the Fox Theater, October the 14th in Birmingham, Alabama, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Springfield, Illinois, second Springfield on the tour. Let's do it. Evansville, Indiana.
Andrew?
Math capital of the world.
Got him. I think that show's probably sold out because of that. Columbus, Ohio, Joliet. A lot of Spanish-speaking followers in Joliet, Illinois. Rockford, Milwaukee, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, Reading, York, Norfolk, Richmond, Abilene. And then we're coming to a few cities in December that are not on there. But we get to it, baby. Net positive this week's episode brought to you by Blue Land, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, listen, that's the Blue Land. We've had them before.
We've had them once before.
Oh yeah, and they back. Did you know an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Not me, I don't wash my hands, but people that do, that's not true. And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia.
Ugh.
That's a lose-lose, Alex, situation for you and the planet. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet. I get that sometimes, that Clorox, you just put it on your kitchen, just like that smells up the... It's so strong.
Yeah, it smells like it's
imagine
doing harm.
Imagine just throwing that away. Yeah. Like it's good on your, but imagine throwing that away.
Ugh.
It's going somewhere.
Yeah.
It's net negative if you're doing that.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what. Their idea is simple. They offer endless refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. And if you're living 2023, half the battle is looking good, baby. Just fill your bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. You'll never have to grab a bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run. Also, I have to carry my groceries up steps.
Mm.
So if you're like, hey, you get a case of water, there's already water upstairs on the thing.
Right.
I think about that.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I just get a cart, and I'm like, I'm not putting milk in here. I wish I could put a milk tablet and then put it in water.
That would be nice.
Would be nice. That's not in the copy. But right now, try Blue Land's new limited edition hand soap kit, which scents inspired by the national parks and our shared goal, leaving no trace. Blue Land is a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/net positive. 15% off blueland.com/net positive, or hit the link in the episode description below. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Lagos is back.
Hello.
Studio.
Hello. Good to be back.
Oh, is that an accent you have now?
Missed you guys.
Is that an accent you have?
It might have been. It might have slipped. You know, I've been in Europe.
Yeah, I know.
So
he's coming out. He's like, when I was in Barcelona. Yeah. Don't do that.
Ibiza?
Yeah. Don't. Is that what they say?
Yeah.
Oh,
Ibiza.
That's terrible. Who says that?
People who go to Ibiza.
It's Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is that over there?
It's over there.
Wait, should we do, we'll do the country of the week after this.
Okay.
Or should I do it right now?
Okay.
And then it'll lead into it. Country of the week, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to all the new listeners. We are now charting an Apple podcast in Romania.
Ooh.
Andrew.
We keep on doing these Eastern European.
Yeah, because that's how they speak English.
True. Good point. I feel like I don't have anything to say about Romania. What was the other one we did?
That's offensive, dude. It's offensive.
To not have
they're all the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're good. Romania's like good at I feel like a racket sports in the Olympics.
All right.
Romania.
Like, you think they got a mean badminton team?
Oh, yeah. Mean. Yeah.
I feel like they do great in like Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yeah. She's like, dude, that girl from Romania.
How do you guys
what?
Have this off top?
Dude. No, I mean, what?
Greco-Roman, you just say Romania, don't you feel
cultured. So it's got Romania. Yeah, I feel like the women are not...
fill in the blank.
I'm going sleeveless, by the way, today, dude.
Nice.
I'm going. If you're watching the podcast, welcome in. You're probably like, there's a lot going on. I'm going sleeveless flannel. As a boycott of fall.
You're boycotting fall.
Yeah, fall's coming, and I'm not sticking to, I'm staying with summer.
You're saying like, I'll go flannel, but sleeveless.
Yeah, I'm holding out.
Okay.
It's like an NFL player. It's like, oh, and you're like, I'm holding out.
You're on strike.
On strike.
You and the writers.
I'm staying with summer.
Yeah,
I'm staying with summer.
Okay.
Sleeveless.
How long are you going to ride that for, you think?
Everybody's like, I need a flannel and a pumpkin spice latte. Not me, dude.
No.
Summer.
Never that.
Stay in summer. Romania, welcome in everybody. Yeah. And Alex, you just got back from
Albania.
What do you think about that, Andrew? You have any takes?
You guys butchered this.
No, thing. What? Hold on. Okay, yeah, we have a fact check. Oh yeah,
I've been waiting for this. Oh yeah, for
Alex.
Weeks.
All right, so Alex and his wife were on vacation in where is it?
Albania. My goodness.
I just thought Romania. Speaking of, I think Romania is way different than Albania.
John has known me for less time than you, Andrew. Yeah.
I know.
And he knew more about my wife than
you did.
Wait, whoa.
Shots fired, dude. Off
what
the
did
top.
He get right?
Maggie's born in Albania, which you blew, first and foremost.
What did he say? She doesn't even
count. She's not.
Wow. I said she wasn't. I said her parents were, but...
John nailed that she moved here when she was two.
Oh, I did?
Nailed it.
Oh, let's go.
If you're taking a shot in the dark, just act like you know.
I feel like I knew that. Yeah, I feel like I knew that.
Yep. So Albanian's her first language. She moved over here when she was two. Yeah. They were communist until 92. Okay.
Thank you.
So
I nailed that.
You were there as well.
Yeah, confident rightness, baby.
Yeah.
So call me. That's a callback.
2 points for John.
Can you call back an episode before? We just did.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's two for me.
And yeah, two nothing.
That was the only thing I messed up though.
But right? they're not near the USSR.
No, they were way back in the 70s and then they broke off.
All right. And is there influencers there?
Yes.
I knew it.
Yeah. There's like more and more. It's like going to be the new Mykonos, but for the listeners, don't tell anybody that because I don't want a bunch of people.
Mykonos, Ibiza, whatever the one in Mexico is, Tulum. They're terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, we were discussing this last night, and this is what I want. Here's where I know what the status of your country is. Mm. Is there ice in your drink?
Great.
Is there?
There's ice over there.
There is?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
All beverages served chilled. And you know what you would
with
love?
With ice?
Yep. You would love when you order a Red Bull there.
Yeah.
They give it to you with a glass.
Yeah.
They show it up at the table, pour it into the glass, and then they give you an orange slice.
Game over, dude.
Dude.
Absolute top
changes
tier.
The game.
Top tier.
Best Red Bulls I've ever
really?
Had over there.
Oh, yeah.
With orange slices. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. Try it.
Dude.
I know you're going to have one today. Try it today.
We went to, which kind of a Red Bull?
Regular Red Bull.
With an orange.
Yeah.
Dude, if I went to, because I go, can I get a watermelon? I go watermelon or citrus Red Bull on ice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, with vodka? I'm like, no, just straight.
Yeah.
If I said, can I get a Red Bull with an orange?
Yeah.
That's like, this guy knows.
Yeah.
Because you got to order something that's like fitting for the bar.
Right.
Right? You can't be like, and you can't order something too, like.
Like when we were at Red Door.
Yeah.
And we were trying to order a drink for somebody.
For Kendall.
Yes, it's for Kendall.
It's a spicy margarita. He goes, you got the wrong place.
Yeah, we don't do that here.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And you don't want to, dude, this is a great topic because you don't want to under order.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to over order.
Right.
But based on, and you can't have your order.
Right.
That because bars are different.
Right.
So you got to go in there and figure out, because a spicy margarita, you're like, oh, you're bringing too much New York down here.
Yeah.
We don't do that here.
Yeah.
But that's like her thing.
Yeah. We don't put salt on rims here at Red Door,
he
sir.
Goes, yeah.
Sorry
goes,
about that.
Even I go, do you know how to make that? He goes, no, even if I did, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
it's like the most popular drink in town. He's like, absolutely not.
He goes, no, we're not doing that. We don't do that here. And I was like, yeah, because this is the rules of this place.
We do Coors Light.
Here. Yeah.
That's what we do.
But sometimes you look around at the bar, like that bar that we went to, that you go, oh, they don't have a, I can usually tell because they got a Red Bull fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Like at Whiskey Row, they got a Red Bull fridge.
Right.
They're like, oh, can I get, and you can usually see what flavors they have in there.
Yeah, I haven't tried ordering with the with the orange slice here, but I'm excited to.
Now, I don't think you can go to Kid Rocks and ask for an orange slice.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, see, that'd be too much.
You immediately get kicked out.
Yeah.
They just go, oh, there's the magic words, and they pull a trap door.
And, and they vaccinate you. Okay. You're like, what? Yeah, you can't. Well, now, they have a, if you order a Red Bull, they have a, the energy drink in the gun, off the gun.
Nice.
Whatever that is. No, it's not good.
It's not a good one.
No, there's a couple of them downtown. They don't have Red Bull in a can. They have the red. It's like Twisted Monkey or something
like that. It's like we have Red Bull at home, and that's the Red Bull at home.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, we have Red Bull at home.
That's not what you're looking for.
Yeah. But Albania was awesome.
It was great, dude. Two weeks of Unplugged.
What's the influencer place? What's the beach?
We spent a week in
Beaches. I called that too.
Yeah, for
3-0 to Andrew, bro.
Gorgeous beaches all the way down the West Coast.
Yeah.
It's beautiful pretty much year round.
Yeah, and of course it is. Yeah.
I don't want to sell it too hard. I don't want people going.
Well, I had I played tennis in college and I had a teammate from Croatia.
Nice.
And we were all like, we would all make jokes to him like, oh, dude, you can't like drive there because there's like roadside bombs and stuff. We were just being terrible kids in college that were terrible.
Yep.
And then he's like, he showed us some photos one time and we were like, wait,
you thought he like had a rough upbringing?
Yeah, we were like, wait, what? It was unbelievable.
He's like, dude, I hate it here. I want to go home.
He's like, take us to Gold Corral again. It sucks, dude.
$11 meal stipend. Yeah. Like, what the heck?
This place is tough.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so anyways, it was, but good listening to you guys while I was gone.
Oh, yeah.
Nice to take
you
on the road.
Well, you probably feel the frustrations of, I think the title of last week's episode was Confident Wrongness.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because Lydia also listens if she's, Lydia's now on a boycott of the podcast.
What?
Because she says, I say things that are not accurate.
Well, that's not accurate of her to say.
Yeah, dude. She's like, I can't take this anymore.
Whatever.
So everybody.
Tell her to write in like the rest of us.
Tell her. Yeah. Everybody that's listening, like, dude, like sometimes I just go.
That's the show.
Yeah. That's the show.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah. But like Lydia, when I was wearing this shirt, she goes, really? She goes, you know why that's okay? Because you know. If you know.
Yes.
You're fine.
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's like one of the standing principles of this podcast is like, we know.
We know.
So, okay.
Yeah. Like.
Just acknowledge it and we're good.
Like, I see people on the internet that don't know.
Yeah.
And I go, man. Yeah. But if you know, you're fine.
You're good.
Yeah, you're good.
And if you know, you know.
Look at that guy wearing the bowl cut. I can't believe he has that. He's a comedian. Oh. It changes the whole thing.
Got it.
Oh, he knows.
He's the man now.
You know what I was thinking this week? And this is not that we're not pumping our own tires. And I take a very, 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 very small, but we have together, and I'm not the leader of this, but we have defeated a lot of things on this podcast. And again, hear me out.
Yep.
I didn't plan on talking about this, but when I first started comedy, my first video ever was called Christian Girl Instagram. I think I've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
So back in 2015, Instagram was just like in its infancy.
Yep.
There was so many Christian girls posting in the morning, a photo of their Bible opened to a verse with a purity ring on, highlighters, other Bible study books in the background, a fresh like cup of coffee that was like, steaming, bowl of fruit, sunrise, like leaves that have fallen, like just perfectly like designed.
I'm cozy already.
Yes. And sometimes it was on the bed. And I was like, how did you get up? How'd you put a ladder? So basically the video was making fun of girls that would just, or like, dude, you read the Bible for like 2 minutes. This photo had to take 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And like choosing a filter and making it all perfect. So I made that video, and again, I'm not taking full credit for it, but I made that video, and I defeated it. It doesn't exist anymore.
No one posts those photos anymore.
No, and I'm not saying I'm the leader of it. Yeah. I'm not, but no, I am for that one.
Yeah,
I defeated it.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah,
because it doesn't exist anymore, and but there's a lot of things on this podcast. Like I feel like what's it called on Instagram when you post the status updates?
Notes.
We defeated it.
Do you know what I realized too?
What?
You can mute people's notes.
Yeah, you can.
I realized that this week.
But that's almost.
But yeah, we beat it.
Those are almost gone.
Yeah.
We are like Threads.
Yep.
We didn't, I think we, that's still, I don't know what's happening with Threads.
Did you see Threads is showing up in feeds now?
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Obnoxious.
Anyways, yeah. But it, but we, and I'm not taking credit for like free mini libraries. I'm not taking, there's a lot of things that we come out against on this podcast. And it, 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 we, I think we'll get there. There's a lot of things that we're just like, they are now, we came out against them and we beat them.
I would like to see a list though of things that we have defeated.
Now we, I'm not taking
show.
Full credit.
No, or like when like, I say we, I mean yeah. like
I, but
the collective,
but
we've
it
all
has,
teamed
this,
up.
This culture has defeated it.
Yeah.
And I was a part. That's all I want to say.
Well, then I want to say,
yeah,
I'm very thankful for your service.
Yeah.
Take and
yeah.
proud of you and like, good for you.
And I think we are defeating. No, I think we are defeating. And again, I'm not the leader of it.
Right.
But the tipping.
Yes.
We're defeating it.
Yes.
You want to get into that video?
Yeah. So we have a nice little update here from tipping fatigue.
Yeah.
And
we are on
refresh?
We are on the way. All right. So we've talked about from the beginning. I wasn't the first one to say it, but I go, tipping is nuts.
Right.
And everybody, I was like, you tip for everything. And by the way, I was at, what's the gaming terminal place that with the, you can play games? Pins.
Pins.
I was at Pins. So Pins doesn't have food or drink, but they have food trucks outside.
Yep.
So we went into Pins. This was this week. We went into Pins and I bought like a lane, like a bowling lane. Mm-hmm. Not bowling because I hate bowling. Yep. I'm anti-bowling. A Pins lane. And she goes, it was 25, 30, and 35% tip default.
Those are the options.
Yes.
Starting at
that's
25.
That's crazy, dude. And by the way, this is the girl that's like on the check-in. Not...
Yeah, not, they can't bring you food.
Yeah, they don't
serve.
They don't do anything. Then I went to the bar, got a drink for a couple of people in our group. I'm tipped there. Then I went out to the food truck and got a sandwich. I'm almost 20 minutes. I'm three tips in.
Yeah.
Three tipping opportunities in.
Yep.
Which is crazy.
You haven't even sat down yet.
Yeah. And I've tipped zero on all of them. No, I tipped the guy that made me a sandwich.
There you go.
All right. So we've been talking about this for forever, and people have been emailing in about the tipping. It has been gone crazy. I love this perspective. Listen to this.
Anyone else in the service industry, please tell me what the is going on this summer. Like, are people out of their COVID money? What is the deal? Because this is the least amount of money I have made in a very long time. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand. Like, are people less giving?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
my customer service personality has not changed. I'm just a little jokester. And you're so nice to these people. And the tips come back and it's like 10%, 9%. It's like, what's going on? What's going on? Yesterday I was working with like our best looking server, little cute little college boy. So funny. He got a $2 tip on 30. And I'm like, I know he did not do anything to those people. And they were so nice. What's going on? I made 10 grand in 2 months last summer. And I haven't even made 6 in 3.5 this year. What? Is this like normal or what?
I'll tell you what's happening. We don't want to tip anymore.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it.
Yep.
And I like it. She said, yeah, people are still nice. Yeah, because we're still human.
Mm-hmm.
And also she admitted that tipping could be based on appearance.
Yeah, she just
threw that. Just she wouldn't even try to hide that. She was like, he was a good looking guy.
Yeah,
that's how we
I
tip.
I love that. It's also it's definitely tip fatigue.
Yeah,
like if you go through the comments here, everybody's basically saying some form of if I'm asked to tip everywhere, I'm going to tip nowhere.
Yeah.
And then in addition, stuff has gotten more expensive. Like
stuff's
prices
expensive.
Of food have gone way through the roof.
Yeah.
It's like so it's tough on people. It's hard. Like
and also you don't understand 20% is. On anything is a lot.
It's you know, a fifth of the bill.
Dude, you know, like when they raise the taxes, they're like, we're going to raise it by like 0.2%,
mm-hmm.
like over the federal. And it's like, how much money bill? Like 20% is so much.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lord only asks for 10.
Right.
Great point.
Get him back on the mic, dude. Yeah, he's back. Yeah.
Yes.
Andrew picks his spot.
Yeah, he only wants a 10.
And that's the Lord.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, 10.
Yeah.
Dude, the Lord. Wants 10.
Yep.
And Stephanie wants 20.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Golden Corral wants 20.
Bro, you want 20? I like how she's saying, like, people are still like nice. And she's like, I'm still my cute, bubbly self. I'm like, yeah, good. You should be.
Yeah.
It should be. But the door guy asked for 20%. The bar asked for 20%. Probably the guy that we parked our car with is asking for 20%. Mm-hmm. And then we probably were on the way over here and Spotify was like, do you like that song? Here's 20%. That's why.
Do you know where they don't ask you to tip?
Where?
Europe.
Oh, man.
I didn't tip once over there.
Really?
I was discouraged. Whoa. You don't tip.
Why not?
They are paid an actual wage.
Huh.
They don't they don't view their servers as like, you need to make money on tips. They get paid to work, and then there are no tips.
That's pretty sweet.
Dang. I went to the, where did I go? The Troubadour. Mm-hmm. It's like that. It's like a golf course here in town.
Yep.
Flex. Yeah. Somebody invited me. Nice. And they were like, we are no tipping facility.
Mm.
And I was like, I was a little uncomfortable with it.
It is weird.
But then they're like, no, he's just.
It's weird until you get over it.
Yeah.
Then once you get used to it and you're like, oh, this is actually
way better. It's way better. Yeah. You're like, oh, you pay him?
Yeah. It should mean like they're taking care of their employees.
Yeah. Hey, when you pull up your valet, and they forced me to valet, it wasn't. So don't be like, oh, John's in the valet. I have a sleeveless flannel on right now. They're like, oh, they force you to valet. There's no parking. There is no parking.
Yeah.
They force you to valet. And then he ran and got your car. Like, oh, no, that's in the description of the job.
Right.
Run to get the car.
Yep.
For the guy. And then I was like in, I couldn't, the guy came out with like a, dang it, dude, this is not going to go
here
well.
We go.
For me. On 18, oh God, they bring you out. There's a guy with a silver platter that brings you out a cold towel on the green.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Very nice. Serious?
I was invited to play there. I'm not a member there.
Where is this?
It's Troubadour. It's like an hour away from here.
South.
And they bring out a cold towel and it was like, oh, this is nice. But then you couldn't tip him.
Dude, sweet.
Yeah, it was awesome. That's it was sick. Unbelievable. Yeah. No tipping.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
We were on the bird scooters going down to, I don't know where we're going.
Do you like using the scooters?
Yeah.
Me too.
I was in San Francisco yesterday. I took one for an hour.
Nice. And it cost you $3.25.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. Yeah. Those things are unbelievable. I like how the bikes, they were like, everybody's like, bikes, too much. Walking, not enough. They're like, and somebody made that. That's like the right, it's like Topgolf. It's like, golf, too much. Putt, not enough. Found the perfect middle, and they're like $1 billion.
Yes.
Billions.
Yep.
Because they're like I don't know where we're going. Those bird scooters when you're on them, you're having the best time of your life. You think you look awesome. But when you see one on them, you're like, oh, that's embarrassing.
There's no way to look cool riding.
That's embarrassing.
At all.
100% embarrassing.
Because you can't like one hand it.
No, I can't one hand it. Photo while you're on it.
No.
Yeah. We were on a bird scooter, pulled up to a light, waiting for the light. A guy alone walked across the street blind.
Like he just closed his eyes?
No, blind. Blind
he
man.
He is a blind
but
man.
He is a blind man with the stick. Was alone and crossed the street. And Lydia was like, oh, I was like, no. There's no higher bravery.
Yeah.
I was scared to walk across the street sighted. Full sighted.
Sighted.
I'm 20'd up. I'm 20/20.
This dude pulled up with a stick. Like, I got this, yo. Yeah, I got it.
Walked across the street. Nobody was looking like this is like, dude, this is bigger than like Christopher Columbus coming to America. Really? I couldn't get over it. I go, dude, that guy is walking across the street.
What did Why? Did the thing make the sound?
It must have.
Like chirp noise?
I don't know how he would have known to go.
Yeah. He should mess with people too. Like as he's going across, he should be like, "So."
Well, I looked for like a camera guy.
Yeah,
I was like, "Oh, this is one of those." I don't like when you see like a dollar on the ground. I go, "I'm not. This has got to be tied to something or somebody. We're not. I'm not with this. I'm not with this at all."
How was his time like compared to somebody with sight? Similar
slower.
Crossing time,
slower. Slower. Yeah, okay. Because he had to get. Yeah, but he was feeling it out.
Any struggles along the way, or was he just straight?
He was slow.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is like, dude, this is like, speaking of the 24 second clock, this is one's life or death. Dude.
Yeah, dude, you got to make it.
I mean, dude, you don't got to get a shot off until by the shot clock expires. This is like the game clock. This is the life clock. Dude.
Yeah.
It's ticking.
Mm-hmm. It's like Squid Games.
I thought it was unbelievable, dude. I go, how is everybody not like, this is, I mean, I'm what's brave these days? What's a brave thing that people do? talking about their past trauma.
Sure.
I don't know why Andrew laughs.
You're just laughing at trauma. Love it. Love it.
I'm trying to think of a brave thing that people like celebrated for, going to the moon. I don't know.
Yep.
Trying to
going to war.
Yeah, going to resuscitating someone that's at a that there's no
seeing the Titanic.
Yeah, going down on the
Titanic. Yeah, it's pretty brave. Yeah, I'll go. He goes, where did this guy have to go that he had to go blind across the street?
He's by himself
at like 5 o'clock downtown.
There's no one with him.
No. Thank you.
Yeah, like, this journey doesn't end. The journey doesn't end when you cross the street either. It's like, okay, you still can't see.
I couldn't stop thinking about that guy.
I couldn't go like 10 seconds.
Your eyes are closed.
Mm-hmm.
There's a street. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cross it.
Yeah, no.
No. I'm going to step off the curb. No. I mean,
dude, if I ever lost my sight, I'm going like, what's the uncle's name or the grandfather's name? Grandpa Joe and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I'm just in bed for years.
You're right.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'll listen. Yeah.
I still got that one.
Just strictly podcast.
Listening and tasting. Yeah. That's all I got.
That's it.
Yeah.
Listening and tasting.
Let's see. You can still, what are the other ones?
Yeah. That's probably the greatest thing you can do.
Yeah. Yeah. This guy's just out here crossing the street.
Yeah. I wonder where he was going.
I got so many questions. Where was he go? Where did he come from? Where was his? He's like,
where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Where did you go? Somebody's like, hey, you want a hand to your car? He goes, nah, I'm good. I got it. Mm-hmm. You got it? Unbelievable.
That's wild, dude.
Respect for that guy, dude. Respect for that guy.
Speaking of respect.
Oh, Mudwater, baby. Mudwater, a coffee alternative with 4. Alex is gone, but I got this one now.
You did a great job, by the way.
Adaptogenic. Yeah. Mushrooms and Ayurvedic herbs, baby, with only a fraction of the caffeine as a cup of coffee. You get the energy without the anxiety, jitters, or crash of coffee. Mudwater, baby, get into it. Leans on mushrooms and the blend of matcha and their blend of chai for sustainable energy. That's what I need. I mean, I'm in a sleeveless all day, so I got energy.
Right.
This is obviously like, dude, what I got energy. Each ingredient. Mudwater is added for a purpose. Lion's mane, that's a mushroom, for alertness. Cordyceps for helping a physical performance. Don't need that because I'm sleeveless. Mm-hmm. Changa and Risha to support your immune system. I need that because I am sleeveless. Turmeric for soreness and cinnamon for antioxidants. Mudwater, baby, 100% USDA organic, non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, and kosher certified for the Andrew? who has kosher things?
Jews?
Yeah.
I love that you just left a blank just for him to say Jews. That's wild, dude. You
know, he was there and he picked it up.
For the?
Yeah. Yeah. For the Jewish people.
Oh my goodness, dude.
That's what? What's wrong with that?
No, it's just a hilarious blank to leave. Yeah. It's an unbelievable alley-oop.
Mudwater believes the country's in a mental health epidemic, and that is true, and sees Mudwater as a useful, I'm crying, dude, a useful tool for individuals with depression, PTSD, anxiety, and other mental health experiences. Go to Mudwater, MUDWTR.com/net positive to support the show and use code NETPOSITIVE15 for 15% off, baby. That is more than the Lord.
That is, yeah.
Less than Stephanie, though.
Right.
15% off. It's a lot is what we're saying.
Yep.
That's a lot of percentage off, or hit the link in the description below. Baby, let's get to the news. Oh, we got it all.
I'm still laughing at the blank you left. That's crazy.
Jewish. Well, that's like the wine for communion. But if you're grape juice, for the Baptists or so. That's what. Yeah. We can go either way.
Jews.
Oh, please. Oh, this is that was just a list on my thing. We were at, I don't know where we were, at doing a show or something, and we were asking about somebody's rider.
Yeah.
And somebody had where were we? Somebody had talking about a brand of wine, mm-hmm. and somebody goes, oh, that's impossible to find because it's on so-and-so's like rider, like the so-and-so's artist rider.
Yeah.
Dude.
A comic?
No, not a comic. Musician? Like a performer. I don't know. Something.
Whatever. Yeah. We'll leave it,
I'm like, dude, that. I feel like a lot of stuff, like high end stuff on your rider, is like kind of like, there's no better word for it. But it's like cringe.
Yeah.
Like, that your ego is involved in the contract. Like, you know what's on mine? A Red Bull and a Sharpie.
Nice.
That's it. A Red Bull and a Sharpie.
You can add an orange slice now too.
Now, a Red Bull and an orange. Like, dude, he's like, go find me. What?
Yeah.
Dude, this is an employee of the theater. You're going to send him on a scavenger hunt?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah. What is your ego? It was like some kind of, they were like, we need this kind of wine. I was listening to the story. Like some artist needs this wine. I go, wait, we're still doing that?
That's a weird thing to be very particular
about.
But
you've heard a lot of that.
Yeah.
Look up famous riders. There's like R-I-D-E-R. Like there's, I'm sure that, yeah, sort of celebrity riders of all time. Yeah. The 30 most absurd celebrity riders of all time. People ask me, okay.
Here we go.
For Adele, it's very important that she receive one pack of Marlboro Lights. All right, that's pretty common. What's wrong with that?
Wait, keep going.
Two bottles of the best quality California red wine and one bottle of the best quality California Sauvignon Blanc wine chilled, no Chardonnay.
That's in quotes.
How old is
that's
this?
So.
You think she still smokes cigs?
That's cool.
I hope she does. That's fire.
But
this
is
from 2018.
Okay. You know where Adele performs?
Arenas.
Yeah. You know how much you're not walking out of there. Now you got a lot of expenses. You're not walking out of there with less than seven figures mm-hmm. on an arena. Dude, bring the cigarettes.
Yeah.
What?
Someone on your team can't
grab
it? Yeah,
this is like a deflex. It's like embarrassing to go, oh, here's what, when I'm coming to town, here's what you need to go get. Like I got, hey, you know what I'm leaving with? A brown bag of money. You know, in like, in Rush Hour when they're trying to get the ransom, they bring two duffel bags full of, that's what you're leaving with.
Yeah.
Get your own anything. Get anything.
Yep.
What are you doing? Here's another one.
Here's Bieber. It says in 2010, his riders were simple. It was just lots of snack food.
Yeah.
Then 2018, Bieber's riders include 10 luxury sedans,
yeah.
a massage table, and a private jet on standby for any of his travel desires.
Okay. All right. You know how a rider works? They take it out of the cost of the show. So there's the cost of the show, and they're like, dude, we need a spotlight. All right, that's minus. And then the settlement is minus the things.
Mm-hmm.
What? And I think maybe before I got canceled, I had some stuff on there
mm-hmm.
that was like, but maybe like Swedish fish and like a vegetable tray.
I mean, that stuff you can get at a grocery store.
Yeah,
so
bring it. Like, here we go. Beyonce. Don't bring Coca-Cola products near Queen B. Oh, Beyonce?
Yeah.
She is in contract with Pepsi. Okay, I understand that.
Yep.
If it's a well, not on the stage.
Right.
Also requested her hospitality, right? Heavily seasoned baked chicken legs.
I'll read on.
Come on, dude.
Heavily seasoned.
You're boxing me in here,
baked
dude.
Baked chicken legs,
come on.
Breasts, and wings. Don't forget the hot sauce. And as if performing didn't make her sweat, Beyonce likes the temperature in her dressing room to be set to 78 degrees at all time. That's the craziest one to me.
78?
78 is like borderline sauna.
Yeah.
That's your
78
sweat.
Is hot.
Yeah.
78 is hot. Likes temperature in her dressing. Didn't. And it said the performance. Oh, she likes it 78. Okay. You know how hard it is to make a dressing room in an arena a temperature.
Yeah,
it's impossible. I just thought of that, and I go, oh, we're still doing this. We're still you got the promoter rep has to go around town. I know how this is at Zany's. An assistant has to go out and get all the stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the promoter rep. Somebody has to go out there. I understand. One Gatorade iced caramel latte with two sweetened loaves, one grande iced Americano, two sweetened loaves and soy milk, and one slice of a pumpkin loaf.
That's Taylor Swift.
I don't know whether or not, I would defend these artists. I don't know whether this is or is not true.
Right.
But as an example, like.
And again, this is also 5 years ago. This is 2018.
Yeah. Just. It's just like, it's the first time I ever thought, I was like, oh.
What's your boldest thing?
I never had anything.
Just nothing?
I was just, because you know what? I was happy to be out there. Thrilled.
Yeah.
And I was like,
money. The money.
And I was like, dude, whatever. If we don't have a Chick-fil-A here, somebody will go, the camera guy will go run down there and grab it. Oh, we have a lot of things on the production rider, mm-hmm. like lighting and sound cues and stage washes and all that stuff, but not on the Me Rider.
Right.
You're walking out of the hotel, grab a Red Bull from the thing.
Yeah.
And if there's no lemon, just get a regular one.
Yep.
The sexy bag, Justin Timberlake. He requires someone to disinfect the doorknobs of any backstage venue or hotel he's in every 2 hours.
Oh, man.
Stop, dude.
That's absurd.
On top of that, it's necessary for him to have the elevator for himself for an entire floor of a hotel.
I can see that one security-wise. That makes
some
sense.
Some of these I can, like, sense for like Beyonce needs like a golf cart to get.
Yeah. Christina Aguilera was on this list. She said police escort.
That's not a rider. That's, I'm talking about green room. Like,
yeah, in the back.
What are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Fruit tray, please. Thanks.
All right. Enough talking about that. We're out of this. Yeah. It's brutal. Let's get to the news. Who do you want to get to?
Well, you know what I really want to get to, John? Oh, the same thing that I get to every morning to start my day.
AG1.
AG1.
If you're listening on Spotify, I'm flexing. Yes. Also, if you're watching, you probably can't see. I'm also flexing. Dang it, dude. AG1 has been a part of millions of mornings since 2010. I see AG1 commercials on when I was watching.
They're
football.
Everywhere now.
We out here. We're a part of starting it.
We are. There you go.
We're part of killing some things, and we're part of birthing some things. Mm. AG1, baby, it's a foundational nutritional supplement that delivers comprehensive nutrients for the whole body. AG1 replaces your multivitamin, probiotic, and more in one drinkable habit. Peace up to that copywriter. That's a brilliant line. One day serving gives me the comprehensive foundational nutrition I need. It supports energy, focus, strength, and clarity with 75 high-quality vitamins, probiotics, and whole food-sourced ingredients. That's not whole food-sourced. It's not from Whole Foods.
No, it's not.
Whole food-sourced, one word.
Yeah.
Ingredients. Can't think of any other daily routine that pays off as well as AG1. Look at me, baby. Get on the YouTube. Look at me. And you're like, man, something different about that guy. Mm. And I'll tell you what it is. It's AG1 and the Holy Spirit, which is why I trust the product so much. Why take a bunch of different? I thought you were going to laugh at that, but you didn't. It's throwing me off a little bit, but I'm fine. Why take a bunch of different ingredients when you can just mix one scoop of powder in water once a day? One scoop of powder mixed with water. Once a day, AG1 gives you increased energy, mood support. And as Joel Osteen says,
give us money.
No, dude. Make it easy to live your best life. Nice. Oh, if you're looking for a simple, effective investment for your health, try AG1. Get 5 free AG1 travel packs plus a free year supply of vitamin D with your source. That actually comes free in outside. You can get that. But it also comes free in 1 year supply with your purchase. Drink AG1.com/net positive. That's drinkag1.com/net positive, or hit the link in the episode description below. Packed full of news.
We got lots of news.
We got a lot. Where do you want to go here? Let's get to the. I like the Youth Group Chronicles guys.
They're great. Gosh, dude.
All right. There's a lot of people. I also put a stop to youth group impersonator content.
Wow.
Remember that?
Oh yeah, it died.
I'm not taking youth credit for stuff. It. Yeah. Youth pastor bits, mm-hmm. like youth pastors after the Super Bowl. Youth pastors. And I've made those bits.
For sure.
I've made those bits also. But the youth pastor.
They had a time.
And it was fun.
Yeah.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was a good run. The youth pastor comedy, like youth pastors watching a Doja Cat video, youth pastors at the roller rink. The youth pastor, it's basically what a youth pastor is, taking trendy things and trying to make them Christian.
Yes.
That's the bit, right?
Yes.
That's the bit.
To the point of it becomes cringe.
Yeah, youth pastors in traffic. You know what I think about traffic? Everybody's headed in one direction, and God says, get off the interstate. Yeah. What's the joke?
Right.
What's the joke? We were playing golf, and there's like a golf prank where, so you know, if you've ever been in a golf cart, your bag is strapped to the back. Mm-hmm. Get out of your golf cart, grab the club. We're at the guy played a prank on one of my buddies, unstrapped his bag. Mm. So he presses the gas.
Bag flies out.
Which, golf clubs are expensive.
Yeah.
$2,000-$3,000, $4,000 sometimes.
On the pavement.
It falls out. On this case, it was on the grass.
Good.
But I go, what's the joke?
Just inconveniencing
what's
me?
What's the joke?
Thanks,
what's
man.
the what
The guy with the silver platter came running out of the woods.
Yeah, said,
he's like, I'm sorry, sir. I'm like,
dude, now he's just pick those up.
Right away.
Right away.
Meet Mike. You at the next hole.
Yeah. I was like, and then there's seat of a golf cart, there's a little thing where if you want to tow the golf cart, you kind of put it in neutral. There's a little button down there. Mm-hmm. So all of our golf carts, he like puts them in neutral or like we can't go. And then he went to the next hole and where all the golf carts didn't work.
Make sure I never hang out with this guy.
I was like,
I hate that stuff.
What? I go, what? What's the, what? There's people behind us.
Yeah.
Trying to play. We came here to, and I'm fun, I think. Maybe not.
I'm fun. This what? Is you're sounding like the tipping
I'm
girl.
Fun.
It was like, I'm nice.
What's
like, I don't get it.
So bubbly.
I'm a bubbly little character.
What? So, and then the guy was like, oh, he might have switched to, and we like pulled the seat up and like flipped it back and then went.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I hate that stuff.
What's the
They're kind of like dad jokes almost.
Kind of.
Where like, it's like, all right.
They're like in real life.
Yeah.
Like that. They're like physical dad jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's in the same ballpark to me as when we talked about like I order a fruity drink and it's like, skirt come with that.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's like
what's
all
the joke?
Right, you gotta do this.
What's the joke?
Right.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
But these guys.
These
I don't
guys
know how we got
are,
off track.
Yeah.
These guys, what's the title of the podcast?
Youth Group Chronicles.
Youth Group
is
Chronicles.
The name of the show.
And I believe I want to say I got a lot of great youth group stories. I think I've either talked to them or seen a DM from them about me coming on their show or them coming on our podcast.
Cool.
Anyway, these guys are allies.
I love their content.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
come up on my feed.
I don't know who they
the
are, but these guys are great. I see them on my feed all the time too.
Yeah.
This one. All right. Basically, it's Youth Group Chronicles. They have people on to tell stories about youth group.
Yeah, it's right? A lot of like churchism type things. Like if you're in the culture, you know what it is or like can kind of get it.
Play this one.
Yeah.
During a youth conference, the student pastor was leading a prayer moment. And in reference to the Holy Spirit, he asked the entire audience over and over again to say, "Fill me, Daddy."
No.
Here it goes.
Why am I wearing the same thing as that guy? Dude, he has a sleeveless plaid on. He has a shirt underneath it, though.
He didn't even say it like
I'm weak, bro.
Oh my god.
And dude, first of all, you are wearing the same flannel as him. That's unbelievable. I can't believe that.
he didn't go no sleeves though.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
But second, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Pastor, excuse me,
A student pastor, is that the adult? I think it's an adult, like a youth pastor, not a student. I think it's a.
It's Did they a, say a it's student, a student pastor?
He said a student pastor, but I think a student pastor is a youth pastor.
I don't know. Is that what he said?
Yes.
He said student pastor.
I think he said, but that's
whatever.
Youth pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Regardless, nobody from a pulpit should ever say that.
On a mic. No one on a mic.
Yeah,
no one on a mic should ever say that.
I like it. At the end, the guy goes, "The tone didn't help him out."
No, he said, "I want you.
I want you."
Okay,
dude.
Sometimes you see those like. Sometimes speaking of, does he know?
Yeah.
Speaking of, does he know? Okay. So we've gone back and forth on this show, a bunch of like pastors that like, oh, they know. Mm-hmm. Oh, so I don't want any part of that.
Right.
Like they were like, oh, they're doing it for like clicks and like.
The oil gun that you guys, the oil blicky.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one. She knows.
I think so.
She knows the oil blicky's going to get attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She knows that.
There was a guy, they were like, oh, because we talked about the guy on our podcast one time, and then everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so. He, like, does. I go, oh, never mind.
Right.
Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah.
So, like, have you seen a bunch of those, like, church, like, look up, like, we got to get back to this because I want to finish talking to that. But look up, like innuendo church signs or something like that. Have you ever seen any of these?
Yes.
They're like, all right, like.
Unintentionally sexual church signs.
Yeah, that you're like, all right, okay. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. Psalm 16:11. Come on.
When there's friction between two people, a smile is a good lubricant.
A smile. What?
This is old hickory. That might be here. Skip that one.
Oh, the most powerful position is on your knees.
Yeah, like they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think.
Gotta.
Keep going. A 4-inch tongue can bring a 6-foot man to his knees. Come on.
Oh my gosh, dude. This is wild. Where are we?
Abort. Okay.
No, but you go like, do they, all right.
You gotta know.
No, all right. Well, this is, if they don't know, that is hilarious.
Yeah.
If they do know, you gotta lose your job.
You gotta check his hard drive. That's what we gotta.
You gotta, the FBI's gotta pull up in the parking lot.
Yes.
Yeah. So does he know or doesn't know is the Kid Rock. Like,
yeah.
He knows. He's like a caricature.
Right.
But he knows.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
Or it's fine, but it is what it is.
Yes. You can see it differently, for sure.
Yeah. And you respect it.
Yep.
If
respect him saying that from the stage in under any circumstances.
Though. Which guy?
This pastor saying, "Daddy, fill me." That's crazy.
No, that's crazy.
I don't even like that. I just quoted. Yeah. That's like
crazy, so dude. Cringe. I want you, Daddy. Yeah, fill
I want
me.
You right after. Oh my gosh, dude! What are you doing?
But I was the guy in church that was like the first guy looking around.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like, everybody's this, right?
Yeah,
and then I go, I'm hitting my buddy.
Yeah,
like immediately grabbing my buddy in youth group. I was the first guy to the like, and then immediately after I would be like outside of like, dude, did anyone else? I would be the leader of that.
I think I'd walk out.
Yeah, honestly.
That's
Daddy
crazy.
Phil is
there's
crazy.
Like 75 names for God in the Bible.
Yeah.
Just use one of them.
Lord.
Daddy. How about Yahweh?
Yeah.
You know,
Lord, fill me. Yahweh, fill me. You have hundreds of them. Yeah, all of them.
I've always felt weird whenever I've been in like services where pastors bring up daddy as one of God's pronouns.
Because
it's like, dog. Like Andrew said, there's a lot of other words.
There's a lot of other
here.
Ones.
You don't got to use
that. He would
one.
Probably prefer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He gets uncomfortable with that one. He's like, yeah. I see where you're trying to get
He
to
would probably point. Prefer he, him before. Nah, I shouldn't say that. But I mean, no. Daddy. He's like, hey, dude, don't like, yeah.
No. We lost that one in the 90s.
Yeah.
We stopped using that one.
Yeah, yeah. Kids don't even say that to their actual dads.
They better not.
Yeah. after
age five.
Five.
Yeah.
I remember I called my mom mommy and my buddies made fun of me. I was probably around that age. Then I go, okay.
Around five?
Never saying that again. Like that was in the end of that. I was at the tennis court and I said, mommy. And then I don't know what, it was around that age.
Yeah.
And somebody goes, laughed.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah. And I go, okay, never doing that again. Yeah. And I never did.
It's social auto-correcting.
Yeah.
They're like, you're not going to say that anymore.
And they were like, and I was like, all right. And that's some, yeah. I mean, that is crazy, dude. Daddy, fill me.
That's a lot.
So, if he does, if he knows.
No, because
you can't come to this youth group anymore.
If you don't say that.
That's the most disrespectful thing I've ever heard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
You're making
he
a joke.
He better not know.
I pray to God he doesn't know.
Bro, he got the audience to do a call and response.
Yeah, they were all, no, he can't know.
He
cannot know because all the audience was like, they were into it.
Yep.
Yeah.
He can't know. Anybody who has social media.
Know. He doesn't know.
If you're in the audience and you're saying that, you can't.
You can't know.
You can't do that. You can't.
You can't do that.
This better be an 80-year-old congregation. Because that's the only people who aren't going to know.
But there is, I mean, bringing us. This is a youth group. How do the kids not laugh? Somebody check that man's computer.
There it is.
Yes, and you said it. Somebody check that man's computer.
Oh my goodness, dude.
Not the audio.
Jail expeditiously.
Not the audio evidence. Yeah, he goes, somebody said it. And then he goes, oh, no, I have it.
Yeah.
I have it.
Yeah. No.
That's great. Those guys are great.
I'm all the way out on that one.
Speaking of things that we're trying to end and then things we're trying to build, we like those guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Youth Group Chronicles.
Good for them, dude. Just doing the thing, just taking a different angle at it.
Yep.
And by the way, that podcast will never run out of
content.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Yep.
Beautiful. Well done.
great flannel.
Okay. You found, let's go to our guy.
Okay.
Let's go to our boy. Benny Boy Rector. If you don't, everybody knows Ben Rector.
So
right?
I can say though, I don't really know his music.
Really?
Yeah, I just you do, I know
if
him.
You ever watch TV, you're I'm like, sure oh, that song. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They always like it's always that's the disrespectful to say about an artist. But you're like, oh, when they go to the commercials on College Game Day.
Sure.
Like, he's like, that's not what I started out to make music right. for. But the sizable paychecks. Anyway.
I know him more so for his stuff that he does on TikTok.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy. He's literally hanging himself currently for after everything he's done as an artist. You're like, oh, the TikTok guy?
I know.
I wish I would be out with him somewhere and somebody said, I know you from TikTok.
I'm sorry, Ben.
He was like, no, that's the nature of
the
business.
Do you want me to say it to him when we see him and he'll just see if he punches me in the face?
That's the nature of the business. All right. I known him from Lydia's more into because he's from Arkansas. Okay. And Lydia, we've been to probably 3 or 4 of his shows in the past 2 years.
Nice.
And by the way, performs it at amphitheaters.
Yeah.
You're like, who is this guy? I'm like, oh, I don't know. 17,000 people in Columbus, Ohio know him. Yeah. And they're all here.
And they know every word.
Singing along. So maybe you don't know.
Yeah. I'm wrong here. For sure.
But listen, an artist puts out an album, what, once every 2 years?
Sure.
18 months, 3 years. In the meantime, you got a voice, you got the creative ability, and now you have
TikTok.
TikTok. This is an unbelievable piece of content. Let's play it.
Uber Eats does not feel like a good deal anymore.
Uber Eats is not a good deal.
Doesn't feel like it.
Doesn't feel like it.
Not anymore.
Doesn't feel like it. That's it. I got it.
That's the tweet.
Uber Eats is not a good deal anymore.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah.
It's all the, by the way, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At the beginning.
Shipping.
I mean, you're not getting below 40 bucks.
Dude, it's hard.
40, 50 bucks.
You go order lunch for yourself for like $14 is like the food cost.
If you're going fast food, you can get it below there.
Yep.
But if you're going a sandwich, if you're going to,
Well, but then they go the actual like fees, the shipping.
Driver. Yeah.
Now tip. it's $34.
Yeah. If you want to like, if they go, do you want it like 10 minutes earlier? And you go, I'm hungry. I do want
$2.99,
that.
$2.99. Thank you.
Yeah. Uber Eats is not a good deal anymore.
No.
A couple comments on this. One, button up tucked into skinny jeans.
Mm.
Did you see that?
I didn't catch that.
Yeah. Oh, I caught it.
Most
I definitely
dad
caught it.
Of all time.
Very dad.
That's a sick outfit.
With like just some Hoka running shoes.
Yeah.
On,
gangster,
sure.
Dude. That's a gangster move. Unbelievable. You go sing it out. I like that.
Sing it out was nice.
Sing it out. Unbelievable. And mic drop.
Yep.
Drops the mic. That can't be the singing one. That's going to be a prop.
Yeah, it's got to be.
It's got to be recorded.
Yeah, and he's lip-syncing it.
Right?
Got to be. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Because and then I also want to point out, he overcame some crazy adversity in this too. He almost trips over the carpet here.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
no. Almost trips over. It flips up and he just keeps on going.
Hell yeah.
Aaron Rodgers could take some notes.
Ooh, shots fired.
Let's go.
Hey, you know what this is? You know what this is right here?
What?
Art for the sake of making art.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
it
just
it is. It's just, hey, I'm off tour. I like, you know what I like to do? When I was 10, I like to make this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 2023 version of, hey, grab the recorder. I like to do Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Nice.
That's, you're not trying to get views.
Mm-hmm.
You're just doing it because that's inside of you.
Yeah.
And that's why everybody loves you.
Yeah.
That's why everyone loves this kind of content because it comes off as, I got it. Funny.
It's real.
And it's like the more production you put into it makes it funnier.
Yeah.
Like that makes it
hilarious. Like he produced that.
No, he produced that.
Like that's
crazy.
It might
have taken a bit. Yeah. Unbelievable. Shout out.
Where do you want to go next?
Shout out. Let's go to Jimmy Fallon.
Okay.
How much time we got? I want to make sure we get out of here on time.
We're but, at
50.
Yeah, okay. We're good.
Jimmy Fallon in the, I'm going to say news, but I'm going to put news in quotes this week. He's getting Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah.
Speaking of things we like to stop and things we like to, before we even see this, I could not be a harder supporter of Jimmy Fallon, pro Jimmy Fallon. And I don't even have to say this, but watching this video, watch this video, and I'm sure everyone will be like, it'll be on my side.
A new bombshell about Jimmy Fallon and his toxic, erratic, and allegedly drunken behavior on Saturday
Night Show
was just released.
First of all, toxic and erratic is like, we talked about this before the podcast. If you're going to come with some allegations about anybody, your job, you have to say, unfortunately, you have to say something concrete. Mm-hmm. You have to say something concrete. You said, my boss punched me in the face. Andrew's laughing, but doesn't want to laugh. And
that's
because
I punch him in the face all the time.
Yeah. you have to say, my boss said, oh, you look terrible in that outfit. Don't come to work. And
also
you have to
text Andrew.
Yeah. You have to say, you can't say, I was emotionally fearful. It was a toxic work environment. You have to show why.
Well, toxic is a subjective.
Very subjective.
I feel like it is instead of it.
Traumatic is subjective. Triggered, subjective. Mm-hmm. Anything. You have to say something. Jimmy, if you said Jimmy Fallon took out a knife in the kitchen and stabbed me.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon had the microphone and beat me over the head with it.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
I would also add that I would describe his comedy as erratic.
Yeah. That's I would describe Jimmy Fallon as erratic.
That's who he is.
Also, but before we get into it, your boss is not your friend.
Fair.
They're not.
Yeah.
We're here to make money. I have employees. You have employees. Andrew is going to have people report to him.
Yep.
They're not. We are friends. Yep. I hope we all get along.
Yep.
But we're here for a purpose. Mm-hmm. And if we can be buddies.
Yeah.
I hope we are buddies.
It's a bonus.
That's a bonus.
Yeah.
You're here to get a job done. Mm-hmm. And it's where if we don't make money, this job doesn't exist.
Yep.
And that line gets blurred a little bit sometimes. We're all right, keep watching. Do you want me to pause during or do you want me to wait till the end?
You can pause during.
Okay, keep
That's
going.
That's fine. I haven't seen this whole thing yet, I'm excited to walk through it.
Just read the whole story, so I'm going to break it down for you here. The Rolling Stone article features interviews with 16 former and current Tonight Show staffers. For starters, everyone on set of The Tonight Show recognized that there are good Jimmy Fallon days and bad Jimmy Fallon days.
Pause.
During 127.
Everyone? Every human?
Everyone.
Every human.
Everyone realized.
Everybody.
It. Yeah.
Person. You have a good day and bad day. Everybody. Keep going.
17 rehearsal in particular, a bunch of staffers talked about a moment where Jimmy was possibly drunk in front of the audience.
Pause.
It was apparently so.
Everybody. Okay. Every person.
Drunk on
not
national TV.
Every person. Okay. And you also understand the stakes of this show. Mm-hmm. It's the Tonight Show, the New York City. Breaking news, it's every day. I'm trying to think of a higher stress job. A more stressed job.
Blind guy crossing the street.
Blind guy crossing the street. I was stressed watching.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, in terms of workplace environment, that's probably not going to be calm and chill. And let me check on your mental health is going to be the Tonight Show. Also, hey, everybody. Everybody gather around. Everybody gather around. This is not slavery. Any job, I could probably be talked into the other perspective on this. Mm-hmm. Every job is you can leave. Mm-hmm. You can leave it. I'm not talking about it like my boss was toxic for 7 years. What? No, you can't. No, you either can go somewhere else, or your boss can't be toxic for 7 years.
Yeah.
I could be talked in the other perspective. That might sound a little bit harsh.
For sure.
That people are like, there's no other where to go. Or I couldn't get another job.
Right.
But.
Or like, have you heard of Stockholm Syndrome? And like.
Yeah. Wow. Andrew. I mean, good point. Yeah, and then laughs. Yeah.
He just goes, what losers suffer from that, you know?
Have you heard of Stockholm Syndrome? Nice, dude. All right, keep going.
So bad to the point where Jimmy couldn't even remember things he had just done. And a lot of staffers thought that the series would be terminated right there. In fact, multiple.
Okay, stop. Stop, dude. If you thought the series is going to be terminated right there, go. That's when you put your application in.
That's when you leave.
Yeah. If you're, I thought, dude, I could. I could debunk this article in 4 seconds.
I'm laughing at the idea that maybe he's just doing bits this whole time. Yeah. And like he has this like alter ego bit that he does.
Yeah.
And everybody he works with just isn't funny, so they don't get it.
They're like, wait, what? What? Yeah. That's
like, well, sometimes you get good Jimmy, sometimes you get bad Jimmy. And yeah. He's like, yeah. Yeah, bad Jimmy's the bit.
Yeah,
like,
that's a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a.
He's like, I'm referencing Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, that's I was doing an impression. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, and this actually, you know what is also true about this? This makes me call into question the Ellen DeGeneres stuff too.
Sure.
They're like, oh, okay, wait.
I don't know the details.
I don't either, but like, oh, so you're just employee there and you didn't like it? And it's like all the church deconstructionists. Oh, you worked there for 15 years. Now you don't work there anymore. And you're like, okay. All right. What did we just, they thought the show was going to be ended at any time. No, you didn't. Because it's the Tonight Show, and it's been around as long as you've been alive and as long as I've been alive.
Yeah, they would have just got rid of Jimmy if that wasn't working.
Yeah, not the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And you would have had your job.
It's had a million hosts.
Yeah, keep going.
Employees claim to have smelled alcohol on Jimmy's breath several times while at work.
No problem.
The series had lit. 9 different showrunners.
Hold on, pause. Sounds pretty
savage, Jimmy.
Hey, let me check. Oh, the comedian. Oh, he's a comedian. Oh, so every comedian at work? Have you ever seen a comedy show? You know what's on the stool? Alcohol.
Yeah.
They drink alcohol. It's funnier. No problem. I got no problem so far.
Because for some reason, you don't really think of Jimmy Fallon as a comic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
oh, you, yeah,
the
true.
Whole thing is comedy.
Yeah.
I don't really watch The Tonight Show, but the it's whole comedy. Point is
now,
funny,
if you
right?
smelled alcohol in Lester Holt's breath, you might be like, hey, yeah, this is the news. Holt. That's like the nightly news guy.
Oh, yeah.
I watch it because it comes on after Lydia on NBC.
Nice.
Lester, I don't know. It's like nice. The Tom Brokaw, sure. I don't know, whoever does the news.
Yeah. Tucker Carlson.
No.
Yeah. Well, maybe we
He's a couple though. Zins deep, dude. Tucker, Tucker's on the Zinnies. Okay, keep going.
Last 9 years, which is pretty unheard of. And they, along with Jim...
Tucker Carlson.
Nice, dude. Worth the pause.
Belittle and intimidate employees. They said Jimmy would often
stop.
Have out...
Stop, dude. Belittle and intimidate employees? Grow up, dude. Hey, I need that on my... I need the bit... I need it in the teleprompter. Oh, he's belittling, intimidating. No. The show we film at 4:30.
It's a stressful work environment.
So we need it.
Yeah,
we need it. Do better.
Any nightly entertainment, news studio settings, like all of that is going to be the most, especially in New York.
It's high stress.
That's the highest stress,
high stress
jobs in entertainment.
Yes.
Either get with it or get out.
Get out. Keep going.
Bursts as well, and people would often complain to HR. It was allegedly so awful that the celebrity dressing rooms were often referred to as the crying rooms.
I'll call a pause. Before
you go or I'll go.
You go.
Yeah. Dude, celebrity these are the how are you not embarrassed, dude? Are you not I'm not even trying to, it's so embarrassing for an adult to say, I got to go into the cry room because my boss has made me. This is so embarrassing. And they're anonymous. They're not all the sources are anonymous because, of course, they are. Whenever anybody tried to cancel me, anonymous. Oh, I'm sure they are anonymous because they don't want to, for fear of what?
The crying rooms, dude.
For fear of being made fun of. It's like me saying mommy.
Mm-hmm.
That's this person.
Yeah.
For fear of, yes, you should be. I don't want to say shamed because of it, but that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
They were known as the cry. Imagine going in there. I have to go in here and cry. Get out. Leave. Please leave.
Not a good environment for you. Look out
no,
for yourself.
Dude,
leave.
Go. Get out
like,
of here.
Like even if throw all the shame.
Gosh, I wish
not
I could
a good
say this louder.
Leave.
But yeah, keep going. That go.
I was gonna say.
My bad.
Went to everything went to HR. Countless reports to HR. Okay. HR never did anything.
Yeah.
So it. I mean, do we trust the system? If we trust the system, it probably wasn't that big a deal then.
Now, what are they trying to... Now, if this all research, the Rolling Stone put their guy on it, and they did all this research, it's like me. But like, they did all this research,
right.
And you have sexting? Well, okay, if you did all the research and this is the bombshell?
Yeah.
Get out. Yeah. Don't.
I'm waiting for it to get bad.
Yeah.
That's essentially where I'm at. Like, where's the.
Yeah.
Make it bad.
Basically, that's where staffers would go to cry when they were mistreated. Chrissy Andoli, the author of this piece, reached out to 80 current and former staffers in total. Not a single person had a positive thing to say about working on The Tonight Show.
Pause. I don't believe that.
I don't believe that. Pause. you reached out to 80. And these are former, these are like ex-girlfriends. Mm-hmm. We reached out to all ex-girlfriends.
You did say former and current. I do want to say that, but yes, keep going.
Well, hey, you know what you're writing a story about? Jimmy found toxic behavior. Yeah, I have no comment.
Yeah.
The people that work there, I'm good. I don't want to put anything into this. I don't want to put my name into, even if I said, I love Jimmy Fallon, he's a great boss. Well, it's like every documentary. Mm-hmm. Well, they're not including that.
I also wonder if they cherry picked the current and they only used current employees that they knew already were disgruntled.
What's the guy, we talked about that with the Hillsong pastor, uh-huh. Carl Lentz. He goes, yeah, I don't know. I went to Hillsong and I thought he was attractive and I DM'd him and we like had a little mutual like flirty conversation and then I forgot about it. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not including that. We need you to be traumatized and we need you to be in therapy for the rest, or just make that up.
Yeah.
At least make it up. Or I can't even look at across anymore without that's the comment we need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give also, us a soundbite.
You reached out to 80 and this is what you got?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing for this Rolling Stone. It's embarrassing for Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
You reach out to 80 and this is what you got?
You couldn't find something really.
I have PTSD from this.
Yeah.
From my own story. Keep going.
Though several did praise Jimmy for his general comedic and hosting talents.
Okay, so not what you said.
Okay, not what you said. So different. Praised him for a comedic and hosting talent. So doing his job.
Didn't have one positive thing to say. However, a lot of them did praise him for his comedic and hosting talents.
Which is, hey, if you're like looking at the job description for the Tonight Show, hosting abilities and comedic talents. Those are the two. Those are the two things.
Check in, check.
I've already spent way too much time on this article, but yeah. I'm so pissed. Keep going.
16 of those staffers agreed to go on the record as long as their names weren't attached in fear of retaliation.
Okay, and embarrassing. First of all, retaliation for what?
16 of 80, by the way.
Yeah. In fear of what?
Retaliation.
Losing your job? You should. Mm-hmm. You should absolutely lose your job. And then if I'm going into the if I'm going into the gym or the deli or wherever, I was like, dude, aren't you the cry room guy? Are you the cry room guy? Yeah, I would want to be anonymous too. Are you the cry room guy? Dude, I know you. Fry, where are the Tonight Show? No, you're the cry.
It's crazy to think too that like this is bigger than just this one instance.
Yeah, yeah.
Like all it takes is one of those sources to say like, oh yeah, they were called the cry rooms.
Yeah.
And then they can run with that.
Yeah.
They might be the only person who calls them the cry rooms.
Yeah. Probably for one. Yeah. That's it. And you're like, oh, I got one.
Right.
I got one. Yeah. That's crazy that these people are like, what I like about this podcast is they're so emboldened. They think that they're right.
Yeah.
They think that they're right. Like when I was in San Francisco,
the cry room of America.
Pretty close. Everybody's doing fentanyl on the streets. I've never seen drug usage.
That's hard drug usage right there.
I've seen one time I saw somebody passing around some pills. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what it was. And then have you ever seen cocaine?
Yeah.
In what circumstance?
Parties.
Yeah. And they were like doing cocaine.
Yeah.
All right. I don't think I ever have. I've seen weed and smelled weed. I've seen, they were doing fentanyl, which is like, they have these like blowtorch little lighters. Mm-hmm. It's like, shh, like, and then everyone was getting mad at me for like videoing it. Not videoing it, but I was like walking down the street, like documenting it. Mm-hmm. I was like, you're doing fentanyl on the street.
Yeah.
Why, like, this guy had an open flame of kerosene, like camping on the street. And I'm walking. I'm like, dude, you're doing fentanyl outside of a Panera.
Unnecessary embarrassment.
Yeah. Why am I carrying that? They were like very, and I get it. Like, you don't want to exploit anybody.
Sure.
I understand that. And I was making a video, details on that will come out later.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, you were like, oh, I'm embarrassed. But like, wait, I'm walking on the sidewalk and a guy has a kerosene and is on fentanyl with his pants down.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, you don't belong here. No, you don't belong here, dude. This is a street.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a grilled cheese sandwich. This is a bus stop where people are going to work.
Yeah.
Wow. Like the idea that these people were like, I'm going to go on record about Jimmy Fallon, that they're so emboldened with this. Keep going.
In a statement from NBC, they claimed that action had been taken in the past when necessary to address certain complaints.
Okay, pause. HR goes, yeah, we've heard it.
Yeah.
And action has been taken.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Specific about Jimmy Fallon himself. In fact, a lot of
pause. They didn't name anything specific about Jimmy Fallon himself. Yeah, obviously.
That's not their job.
Not their job.
Have the work atmosphere with him like walking on eggshells.
Okay, pause. So a boss? So a boss?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have things to do, and then you have things to do and deadlines to do them. So if you don't do them, that I understand that there's probably healthier work environments.
For sure.
For sure. For sure.
That's the point that I think I'm trying to make is like, but we're already inherently this work environment sucks.
Yeah.
We
don't know that, but we just know it's stressful to work there.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, like yes, working yes. in media yes. in New York City in late night.
Yeah.
That is stressful as can be.
That is the top.
So already
it's the top.
Yeah. Already it sucks.
Also. Yeah. If you're
then,
if you're at the, you're competing at, you play rec league basketball. Mm-hmm. There's no score. The nets are lower. There's no referees. You can double dribble. Hey, middle school time. All right. There's a little bit more order here. Hey, high school time. Now we're talking about money and we're talking about there could be scholarships on the line and the coaches and playing time. Mm-hmm. Now you got a scholarship to go play in college. And then you got your junior college. And now you're Division I. Now you get to the NBA. It's stressful.
Yeah.
Because you know why? Because that's the top.
It's part of the cost of playing the game there.
When I played in middle school, it wasn't this stressful. Well, now it is because this everybody wants to do this.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do it, and it's the very top.
Yep.
And if you
the mental is part of the game.
Yeah, that's part
of it. If you can't handle that, then it shows you why those guys who do it at that level are so special.
At the top. Yeah.
Anyways.
Keep going. Also, pause. He goes, we have a bombshell article. Where's the bomb?
I know.
Waiting for the bomb.
Hissy fit was reportedly so bad that some staffers literally had anxiety attacks and had to seek therapy because of certain work experiences.
Stop. Quit your job. Leave your job. I'm sorry. No more sympathy. No more sympathy. Quit your job. Quit your job. Move home with your parents. Sorry. Move home with your parents. It's embarrassing, dude. It's so embarrassing. They've had anxiety attacks. Keep going.
Also common for Jimmy Fallon to negatively call out staffers both in public and in private.
Okay, a job.
Send emails to people to say they were doing a bad job.
A job.
He also reprimand people in public. There was one instance when he scolded a crew member in front of Jerry Seinfeld during a sketch, and it was allegedly so uncomfortable that Jerry Seinfeld even stepped in to make Jimmy apologize to them. On other occasions, one former showrunner in particular would make inappropriate comments about employees. Some comments were about a black employee's hair, and others were about how much food certain people would eat. In all, many talked about power trips and intimidation tactics.
Still waiting for the bombshell. Have you heard it?
No.
I haven't heard it either.
Those are things that aren't great.
Yeah, no.
And should be reprimanded, but yeah, like...
you can't do that. Probably shouldn't call out... If you want the best of your employees, you probably shouldn't call them out in public. Actually, sometimes the show's public. Jimmy gets called out.
I don't think calling people out in public.
I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
Among the higher-ups. That included HR, who would allegedly forward all complaints directly to managers. This would obviously contribute to the unsafe work environment and make it difficult for staffers to want to be open and honest. No one knows what the future of The Tonight Show actually looks like, both because of this behavior and the current writer's strike, which has prevented the show from returning to air. But I guess only time will tell.
Well, hold on. It's not returned to air because of the strike. It has nothing to do with this. There's no way, right?
Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
It's because of the strike.
It's because of the strike. And also, no one else is on air, too.
That was a waste of time.
That whole article is a waste of time.
Yeah.
That whole article is a waste of time.
15 minutes of the show.
Oh, I'm just
waiting for start something. Stop.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know Jimmy Fallon.
Me neither.
I know that he's done a tremendous, tremendous amount for our good buddy, Nate Bargatze.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's been on that show a million times.
Great.
And he doesn't have a career because of him, but I bet he would credit him for a lot of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's done a tremendous amount for a lot of comedians.
Yeah.
That have been on The Tonight Show and has changed their career. Not as much as it used to, but Jimmy Fallon has done a lot for a lot of people.
Have you heard he's pleasant to interact with?
I've heard that he likes to party.
Cool.
Same? Same.
Yeah.
He likes to have a good time.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I got no problem with this. I got a problem with this article, obviously.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, dude. That gets me fired up. Yeah. There's a cry. Imagine telling someone that. Are you not embarrassed?
Yeah, so today I was coming out of the cry room. And
shout out Sebastian Maniscalco. Are you not embarrassed to admit that?
Fired up, dude. You know what else gets me fired up?
Manscaped, baby. The Performance Package 4.0. I got to shave my armpits because I was coming out sleeveless.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, got to. I had to skate myself up, baby. Support for Net Positive is brought to you by Manscaped. the best in men's grooming, baby. Their products are precision engineered tools. Performance Package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE. I just used it this morning.
Dude, I lost my bags coming home.
You did?
Yeah, two of our bags. We got one of them back.
Yeah.
The other one's still MIA. Escaped, but what I was most concerned about was losing my Manscaped stuff.
Yeah.
It was in my luggage, and I was kicking myself because I was like,
it's gone.
I need that.
We'll get you a new one.
I need that in my life. I got it back.
Yeah, you got it. Did you?
Got it back. Thank God. Showed up yesterday.
I don't have any hair on my chest. Do you?
Okay. Yeah.
Andrew?
Yeah.
I don't know what. I can't grow any. I don't need the Manscaped for my chest because I can't grow any hair on my chest. Performance Package 4.0 has arrived, and oh, it is a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose and hair trimmer, crop preserver, crop reviver, performance boxer briefs, dang, and a travel bag to hold all your goodies. Dude, get into it. You thought that was good. You want to take your grooming game even further. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose, ear, hair trimmer. I got it all, baby. I got it all. 20% off and free shipping. 20%, as we have discussed, Stephanie's minimum demand.
Mm-hmm.
20% savings, though.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Other side.
That's a lot of savings.
Yeah.
20% tip is a lot. 20% to save is a lot.
Yeah.
Plus, free shipping with the code NETPOSITIVE at manscaped.com. 20% off with free shipping at Manscaped. Use the code NETPOSITIVE or hit the link in the episode description below. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with
Manscaped.
Boom. Got it. Should we hit one more and then go to the emails?
Yes. Let's do it.
Let's go to...
What do you want?
Pick
a topic. Any topic.
Dude, I want to do the single lady.
Okay. All right.
All right. Credit. This is Alex. Alex brought this one in.
I had a lot of scrolling time overseas.
Oh, yeah.
And
how long were those flights?
The flight back was 11 hours, dude. 11. It's 25 hours of travel total.
Gosh, that is
so
a lot.
So this one came up on my feed.
Pause. And hold on. Yeah, you can. All right. This is, okay. It's a single ladies retreat with wedding gowns.
Every woman there.
Praying for a life partner before the end of this year. Okay, pause.
Everyone, it's Instagram, I can't.
Oh yeah, every girl comes to this retreat in a wedding dress, correct?
Yep.
Wearing her wedding dress, and they're all
they're gathering together to pray for life partners.
For husbands.
Yes.
I don't know why I said life partners.
It says life partners.
Okay,
I don't know.
All right, so they
are.
Inclusive.
Sure.
Okay. Single ladies retreats with wedding gowns praying for life partners before the end of this year. Dang, God, they're
clock's
like,
ticking.
Hey, Lord, Daddy.
Hey.
I don't want to.
Daddy, can you bring me a
life partner? Can you bring me a life partner? Okay. Where are the men praying for wives? Nice comment, dude. I can never be, desperate. I can never be this desperate. I'm not sure how I feel about this. If Paul saw this, yeah, I've talked about that all the time. Marriage is not the highest calling, and I'm engaged. If it was, Jesus would have been married. Kingdom-focused ladies, kingdom-focused. Dang.
Okay. That's
a
bar.
If they knew Jesus, they'd have found out about this feast. These women who are missing the rib. Ooh, you can pray for a husband without wearing your wedding dress. What breaks my heart is that these are... Okay. All right. So these are... Can you play the audio? It's just a worship service,
it's just
right?
Music. It's just music. Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
All right, so these are all women in wedding dresses praying and singing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they're one guy filming. The one guy there is filming. He's like, yeah, this is crazy, dude.
Dude, this is crazy. Yeah.
This is crazy, dude. All right.
I don't want to throw shade on them gathering and praying. Because
I do.
That,
I'm just kidding. No, okay. No.
I was like, oh, okay.
No, I don't.
Because that's what you should do. Fine.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. This is not.
And if you said.
Helping.
If you.
you know what I need? We need to check back in January 1st and say, all right, what was the conversion rate on this?
Who's it?
How many of you got hitched?
Yeah. That's what I said. I went to that church service and they were coming forward. For healing, for physical ailments.
Right.
I go, I'm not lack of faith guy. Like the when Jesus was like raised from the dead, he's like, I need to see the scar. I'm gonna just go. Is anyone healed?
Right.
I don't know how else to say that.
Right.
I saw no less than 500 people being prayed for physical healing. I was there.
I also just have a hard time with the whole, like some of these comments are saying, like how they're like, dude, it's not all about getting married.
Yeah.
Like that's not everything. That's not everybody's calling.
Yeah. Or
you don't have to find somebody and get married. Like that might just not be in your cards. And granted, I've been married for, 6 years. So easy for me to say, but you know what I mean? Like,
it's like this is like the relationship prosperity gospel.
Yes. Dude.
Yeah. It's like praying for a Porsche.
Yes.
I was like, all right, well, if you're praying for this, that's the problem.
Well, you should pray specifically.
And if you say I would like to be married, I'm on board with that
for sure.
Praying for that,
I have friends praying for that.
Yeah, praying for your future spouse or praying for. I'm with that.
Yep,
I'm of course with that. But you're like wearing a wedding dress.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, these are all. This is like the relationship name it and claim it. It is.
Explain that.
Name it. You know what name it and claim it is? That's like it's prosperity gospel. That's their slogan. Name it and claim it. Be like,
it's the Christian speak it into existence.
Yeah, it's the Christian manifesting.
Yeah, there you go.
Name it and claim it. This is relationship, name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it.
I'm going to, I speak a new job into existence. I speak my health into existence. In faith, I've named it and claimed, I've already claimed my healing. Dude, wearing the wedding dresses.
The dude filming is so funny. I didn't notice him.
All right. Have you ever seen like, I'm going to go on record and say I've done this, that you like someone. I know someone in my head that I'm thinking about right now. You like someone, you would like to, I'll just say this as generally as possible. Obviously I'm in a relationship now, but would consider them to be a mate or partner or future, not a mate, like you want to hook up with them, like a
spouse. Somebody you look at and you go, yeah, I could see that happening.
And then
that
could see their socials and go, oh, never mind.
Oh, for sure.
Right?
For sure.
Yes. I met a girl. This is probably back in 2016.
Yeah.
And I perused her socials. I go, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
If you, and I see a lot of these people that are like outspoken on the internet and are also like single. I'm not saying outspoken, like I'm outspoken.
Sure.
And if
active, is that a better word?
And I probably annoy a lot of people. And that's fine.
Is that what you mean? Like they're just active on there?
Just very like Twitter, like very like.
Doing
I go,
a lot.
If doing the most, yeah, doing the most.
Got it.
And I go, if you were a man, but it'll go the opposite way. If you're a woman looking for a man and a man looking for a woman, mm-hmm. if you saw this, mm-hmm. you'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I've talked about that before on this podcast mm-hmm. or somebody like, I'm not saying it like somebody, there was the girl that was like bashing her ex. Remember that?
Yeah.
Bashing them. And I go, I'm good.
Yep.
Because that could be me.
Yeah.
That could be me one day. I'm out.
Right.
I'm out. And for that reason, I'm out. Yeah. If you were interested in a girl and you like went to her tagged photos and saw this.
Oh, wow.
Dude,
oh, man.
I'm out.
Immediately, you feel like the game's fixed. You feel like, wait a second.
Oh, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. I would say if a girl said, I've been, it's great to finally meet you. I've been praying for you for years. I'm good. I'm out. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
That's a whole Christian thing, man. I got a big issue with that. The whole like glorification within the church of marriage. And like, if you're not, dude, there were women in my church that were like in their early 30s where I'm at now.
Yeah.
And like,
not married. And they're like,
weren't married. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, have you heard about so and so? Like, I don't know. I'm just hoping God like brings somebody.
And they're like, please, like, please bring a guy. And then the women,
like, dude, she's got other stuff to do.
Yeah. Or like, and then they did the lower their standards to these guys that are zeros.
Yeah.
Zeros.
Or dive into it at 19 and a half.
Yeah.
Just so we can get married.
This guy, because everybody has told you you're worthless.
I know a handful of girls who are like, 24 years old and already divorced. Think about that.
So do I.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Or like, but I think if you have, you get a little bit more, the bigger the town you're in, the more years you get.
Mm-hmm.
right? Mm-hmm. Of singleness before you get kind of judged.
Yeah, that's that chart would be directly correlated
to the size.
Larger town, more time afforded.
You're in New York City, you're 40.
Yeah, dude.
No problem.
Get married at 50.
You probably still got roommates.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I don't know.
750 square feet.
Video games.
Yeah.
If you're from Snellville, Georgia, mm-hmm. or I grew up, if you're 24, might as well old maid, dude.
You got to go to the retreat.
And I'm saying guys, men and women.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy. The girl should come in there, shoot him with the blicky, bro. Not the oil blicky. And anoint them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the problem.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine what they're talking about in there.
Yeah.
You want to get us some emails?
Yeah.
What do we got here?
We got
wrap
a couple.
Wrap it up, dude. We got a couple.
We got a couple, and then we'll wrap it up.
Out of here. Oh, yeah, baby.
So one of them was talking about you guys were exploring when to intervene.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that last week. All right. So what did I start? I was going to fight somebody or something. Oh, the guy downtown with the truck.
Yeah. By the way, dude.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I know.
You pull back around for that guy?
Yeah.
Do you know what I was thinking about? I think you forgot one part of the planning, which was if you pulled up on him, you walk up to the truck.
Yeah.
He's up here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So what are you going to knock on the...
Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, sir. Can you roll down the window for me?
Come here. Can I have a word with you, please?
Hey, man.
You're already up.
Yeah.
Nate has a bit about that, about when he's on the boat. And his wife goes, hey, that's my ex-boyfriend on that other boat. You want to go fight him? He's like, all right, I got to swim over there. Somebody's got to help me up. And I have a life jacket on. He goes, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
You're out of breath.
Yeah. How am I going to get there?
Yeah.
Can somebody pull? Yeah. Because his truck was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think about
that. Yeah. Well, glad you avoided it.
When to intervene. Here, you want to read this?
Here it is. Yeah, sure. Two podcasts ago, I heard you and Andrew talking about when it is appropriate to intervene in a situation. It made me think of a story my friend told me about her and her boyfriend intervening. They were in college in
Austin. Now husband.
Sorry.
Important. Yeah.
They were in college in Austin, Texas, and were taking the bus back home from being out in downtown Austin for the night.
Okay.
They noticed a group of guys get onto the bus that seemed a bit sketchy.
Okay.
Shortly after, two girls got onto the bus who were obviously very intoxicated, and my friend noticed the group of guys started pointing at her and whispering about the girls.
That's like a scene from Taken.
Yes.
He's like, they're like, that's the target. Dude. They're wearing masks. Yeah. They're like, all right.
At this point, my friend, a 5'2", 100-pound girl, starts to tell her boyfriend, we need to watch out for these guys.
Good for her.
Mind you, the boyfriend, a 6'5", 220-pound guy, tells her...
A lot of measurements here.
Size is important here.
Yeah.
Tells her he does not want to get involved and get into a 5-versus-1 fight with these guys.
Fair.
So it's 5 dudes.
And hit one him.
Yes.
Yeah.
One him.
It turns out he's not him in the story.
Yeah. Spoiler.
He becomes not him.
5 guys versus 1 him.
Yeah.
They come to their stop, and two of the guys from that group pick up each girl and throw them over their shoulder to exit the bus.
Okay.
My friend said she started to panic, so she follows them outside the bus, jumps in front of these guys with her hands.
The girl. Okay.
Jumps in front of the guys with their hands up and says, you cannot take them. Opposite of taken.
Okay.
Leave them. Other people start looking over and noticing what's going on. Her boyfriend standing next to her gets sucker punched by one of the guys. Yeah. They drop the girls on the ground and scurry off.
Okay.
Pretty sure she saved their lives that night. Absolutely love the pod. Enjoy listening every week.
Dude, what? She started to panic when the girls were picked up in a fireman's carry and ran up the bus.
Fireman's carry.
What do you mean you started to panic?
I think
dude?
Everyone.
Call the police.
I'm going to go on record and say everyone gets involved here.
I think everybody was probably involved, and she's having a main character moment that she stopped everything. There's no way everybody wasn't like, hey.
All right.
Yeah. Austin's a big city, dude.
Yeah, dude. She said the guys in the group picked each girl up and throw them over their shoulder.
Yeah.
She didn't say this.
Right. Not cradling.
Right. She didn't say, let me help you home. Did they put also a bag over their heads? Like,
this is crazy.
This seems, I have some issues with the story, I think.
There's no way she's the only one who was like, stop, you can't take those girls.
Stop.
You
now.
Can't take them.
Now, this is a listener. We need to be. But if this is true, awesome.
Oh, fantastic
didn't. I believe that this is kind of true.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they threw the girls over, we need an email back from her. Says, are you sure on record that they threw the girls over their shoulder.
Over their shoulder is crazy.
Over your shoulder? I believe that like talking and like pointing and gesture, that could be up for debate.
Sure.
But the shoulder is or isn't.
Yes.
That is or isn't. And right. if that is true,
right.
everyone is involved.
Yes.
And also, if they got on at different stops.
Which it sounds like they did.
Then that's definitely not, they're not with them.
It so sounds like that because them. They said shortly after yeah. two girls got onto the bus.
So they're, yeah, yeah. So it's not, they're not with them.
No.
They got on, they wouldn't be like, hey, we're on the 12. It's coming by at 12:36, jump on.
Right.
No possible way.
I want to know how many other people were on the bus.
I want to know how many other people were on the bus. But stop, you can't take that. Also just the boyfriend taking strays.
Dude, poor guy.
And this is however many years later. He's like, I thought we were done with this.
Yeah.
Still taking strays.
I like that he was like, I don't want to get involved, babe.
Yeah.
Please don't say anything. I don't want to get yeah. involved. And then meanwhile, she gets involved and, that, and he gets hit in the face.
I don't want to get hit.
But also, well, you're about to get hit. If you're 6'5 yeah. and 200 something pounds,
yeah.
that's your, you are obligated.
Yeah, you're
to
obligated.
Get involved.
And what's the size that you, what's the bottom threshold yeah. that makes you obligated to get involved?
If you're breaching, like you have to get involved. You're tall.
And you got
to
get involved.
6'2", 215?
I don't.
Unless he's in a truck, if he's above you in a truck.
Right.
I'm 6', about, yeah. maybe 5'11". I don't think I have to get involved.
Because of why?
Your height?
Height?
Height and size.
I disagree because—
You have more power than me.
What's more important, height or size?
No. You're missing. What's more important is principle. If you're a small person, oops. If you're small, whoops.
Yep.
If you're a minus size small person, that's what I was gonna say. Minus size, like smaller size. If it's principle. If your girl, if somebody touches your wife, it yeah. doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if that's the Hulk. You have to get involved.
No. Yeah, for sure. But I'm talking
size
about,
doesn't matter. It's the principle of what we're fighting about.
We're talking about intervening in like a public setting that
yeah.
theoretically is none of your business. But
yes.
something sketchy might be going on.
Because you go, I'm going to have to physically stop this.
So you're saying if it's you and me on the bus, we're sitting together in this
you're
scenario.
Out.
I have to get involved.
He's free.
I can't leave it to you. You should get involved too, but you're saying
yeah. this
is if funny. One person you should be
yeah.
first,
yeah, yeah.
you shouldn't expect me to get involved because you're bigger than me.
Okay. So it's relative.
He's off the hook.
So your size is relative to who else is around you then.
Because
if then you, it's me, you, and this guy who's 6'5", 220, I should be able to look at him and be like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so if you're on the stand,
so I just got to make sure this bigger guy's around.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If
yeah.
you're in court and you go, "What are you doing?" You go,
"Yeah, he's yeah. should've
6'5".
Yeah,
what do you mean?
Come on,
6'5", dude. I'm out.
Check the stats.
Yeah, this guy's 6'5".
What do you mean?
What am I supposed to do? I mean, this is a crazy story.
Yeah, it is.
And I do believe that if that is true, that they did stop. And yeah. I think that you go, "Oh, I'm gonna have to fight five guys." I don't. You're not.
No.
You're gonna now if you. If you stand up to intervene, you might come to that.
Right.
But usually it's, hey.
Yeah.
And then it de-escalates.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. People in the emails who came back and said, the girl yesterday threw the trash out. That a lot of people said trash. People have somebody throwing trash out. Hey, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're not going to fight somebody over that.
No.
But you should intervene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just want to intervene just for the podcast, just for stories. That's like
it's a good
that's
way
like
to get
being,
shot.
Being a comedian, you're like, well, this is going to be an unbelievable story.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more email. Two more.
One more.
We'll get out
yeah,
of here.
One more. A little bit of a fact check here.
I'll read this one.
Sure.
I'm a little late on this one, but I live in Reno and used to work for the police agency that the topic of the protest, the Burning Man. Last week, talking about Burning Man. 2 weeks ago, there was a climate protest or something like that. Mm-hmm. What a lot of people don't realize is that not even 24 hours before this incident, the agency lost an officer in the line of duty. Not one of these officers had time to process the incident and grieve at the loss of their brother before having to deal with Burning Man, which is always stressful. Yeah, Reno, I guess that's probably your Super Bowl, the Reno Police Department. Yeah. This whole thing just added insult to injury, so to speak. I appreciate your take on it, especially on modern protesters in general. It's about how it looks, not actually about caring. Fallen officer Anthony, can you say that?
Francone.
Francone will be honored 9/9/2023 at the Greater Nevada baseball game. Thanks always for brightening my day. Shout out. It's Officer Lost for sure. I think that's important that somebody messaged in. I want to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is somebody in the line of duty. Also, when you saw that Ford F-150 driving up, you could tell.
For sure.
You could tell. I didn't know that, but you could tell something.
Yeah.
He was upset.
You know, like you could tell by the way he was driving. Like,
not today.
He wasn't coming up to learn. Mm-mm. He was driving. He wasn't.
Not a very open-minded approach.
You're like, somebody got out of the car. Or like, oh, something has already happened. He's come. You could tell by the way he's driving. He goes, no. And I don't know what it was. This is probably part of it. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't let you off the hook to do whatever you want.
For sure.
But that you go,
got it.
This is like Jimmy Fallon. No, come on. He's like, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit more grace there.
He drove up and goes, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
We're not doing this. And probably already the Burning Man thing is crazy. Cause you're like that whole thing. We talked about it last week. You were gone.
I didn't catch a ton of the stuff on my feed, but caught it from you guys.
I thought it was awesome. I think Burning Man's awesome. And also, it's going to be way bigger next year because of it's everywhere.
Yep.
Oh yeah. What do you want to do? Things we don't care about.
Yeah. Right.
One of everybody's favorite segment. I love it. The week of what? The week of September 13th.
Yep.
The week of September 13th, 2023. Things we do not have time to care about. Number one, Spectrum versus Disney. Mm-hmm. All the cable channels are in fight with Disney and ESPN. Hey, we're gonna figure out where the game is. And we probably have it somewhere. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get it on our phone. We don't care about Spectrum not having the Disney channels or whatever argument that is. We do not care about Barack Obama's sexual past. We don't. And I would consider myself, if I had to choose a side, to be on the Republican side. And this is embarrassing. This is embarrassing that any would try to dig that up.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Nope.
Also, I don't care about 9/11 conspiracies. Don't care. We've been 20 years. It's a shame, honestly, that a lot of people have lost their lives, and that's what a lot of people talk about. Mm-hmm. FDA's new COVID boosters for the fall. Don't care. FDA, do they have one, really?
Yeah, that's really happening, yeah.
I do not care. Yeah. We do not care. Things that we do not care about. The FDA's new COVID boosters coming for the fall. Do not care.
You're still in summer mode anyway, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't apply to you.
I'm still in the summer. Yeah. I'm going to wear this next week. And lastly, things we don't care about. Writer's strike. We don't care.
This is getting mean at this point.
I get a lot of, I'm on somebody's email about raising money. Mm-hmm. He's raising money because he works in Hollywood. And he can't afford to live. And I'm like on his emails. Don't care. He's like, I won't be able to find a job back home in Idaho. Yeah, you will.
Maybe not a writing job.
Yeah. You'll be fine. And New York City rent. Still don't care about that. Yeah. Still do not care. Net positive. See you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure. It was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.